fight for you with every breath in my body, and I will never, ever let you down.
Patriots, I hope you guys can see me. I'm ready to get started. I hope you are too. We're going to have a great time today, as always. I'm so glad you guys are here. So can you give me the thumbs up if you can see me, if everybody's good. Don't forget to smash that like button, that the like button over there. And don't forget to put on your notifications so that you can be notified whenever we do a live stream. I don't think I'm on there. It's always the way of like, what is this not showing up for me for? Okay, maybe it will. Now, okay, wait a minute. I think it was. Okay, yay. we're live. Yay. If you're new here, I'm Melissa Red Pill. I'm so happy that we are joined together. I always look at the current events in the light of God's word, because this is biblical, right, you guys? So I've got so many good things to share with you today. We're going to try to do it in 40 minutes, because I'm pre-recording this for an episode that they need on Brideon. So we're going to just go pretty quickly, but this is our wonderful president. He will always fight for us. I'm so thankful. It's amazing. I'm so thankful. So here is the website, freedomforce.live. If you're new, please go over there. Check it out. We've got all kinds of great information for you right here in the videos. If you want to know what it means by this is biblical, I'm your girl. This is the great news that we've been waiting for literally thousands of years, waiting for this great day to arrive. Don't be afraid. There's no need for fear at all. The Lord chose you. If you guys have been following my video I just did the other day, and I just posted the little clip, He handpicked you. He handpicked you. Okay, so I'm on here. Irish Lass, He handpicked you. Songbird, He handpicked you. He did, just like we're picking out the old mare every day. Wonga Tonga 99. He picked you, hand selected you as the one of the first fruits, the first ones to wake up. That is us. The Lord chose us for this. And I just have a feeling, your girls and boys, we have got a future to look forward to that you cannot imagine. The Lord said in His word, eye has not seen and ear has not heard, nor has entered into the heart of man what the Lord has prepared for those who love Him. And that's us. And we are loving this amazing day. It's a crazy day. But I'm so glad that you're here. So let's get going. So you can see all kinds of good stuff. Don't forget to check out the social media. All these are our Freedom Force Battalion, where you can grab those links and share them everywhere. I'm going to show you some stuff today. I want you guys to share. And so this is what I want you to make sure that you are always on the real Melly, the real Freedom Force Battalion, so you get the good news and good information. And these are the books that I have written about end times. If you haven't learned about that, check it out. The audiobooks are right here. More people are more every day are working on trying to understand what's going on end times. It's not scary for us. It's end times for them, and 1,000 years of peace for us. Okay, so don't forget, like it real quick, and then we will go ahead and jump in here. This is a video I found about Antarctica. What's amazing in our day, you guys, is that we're having more and more whistleblowers. They know that how dangerous it is if they do this, if they blow the whistle and they expose all the crimes, and they still come out. They still come out. Now, for us, that's just like you and I. We have been working on this for many years, at least 7 years we've been awake and we've been sharing this information. And yes, it's been, you know, they've threatened and whatever. And here we are. Here we are still in here fighting. So I'm really, really proud of you that we are not going to stop no matter what. And I just think the Lord's making us bulletproof as we listen to him. And I'm going to talk here in a little bit about how I was poisoned over a year ago. And I got really, really sick and the Lord restored me. And first of all, because I asked you guys for prayer and I listened to him. I said, I need your answer, Lord. I need you to be the one who tells me the answer. And that's what I just encourage each one of you to do. I'm not the great physician, but I know the one who is. So listen to him. We'll talk about that here in just a second. But I want you to hear this guy, and I pray for his safety, and I pray that he will listen to the Lord in no matter what happens so that he can avoid some of the things that these creeps might try to do to him for exposing Antarctica. All right, check it out.
Happy that you're giving me this attention and this information attention because it needs to get out to the world. I will start, since we have to be brief. I have already given all pertinent information and supporting documentation to the Senate Intelligence Committee and ARRO. They informed me that all of my information will be recorded for public record and shared with Congress. It is that important. In 2010, I was selected to go down to the South Pole Station in Antarctica for an entire year by Raytheon Polar Services as an employee of a third-party contractor for the National Science Foundation.
So he's a contractor for Raytheon, and he was told to go down to Antarctica, okay?
Functioned in a dual role capacity as a tradesman and a firefighter. My responsibilities required me to be more informed than most of my crew and offered me complete access to the facilities. What I learned from this unique experience needs to be shared with the entire world. The technology at the South Pole Station certainly can do what it is presented as its primary purposes, and unfortunately, much more. The Ice Cube Neutrino Detector is presented as a passive listening device for the purposes of the science as presented. But I'm going to skip right through the chase, folks. I have provided documentation that proves that the 5,160, what they call DOMs, that are embedded in the ice can actually transmit at 2,047 volts each. That gives us a long list of things to consider. It is effectively a multifaceted directed energy weapons platform that I will list rapidly a few things.
Okay, did y'all hear that? It's basically, this place is a direct energy weapons facility that he was working at. He had full access to everything at this place. I don't know what they were thinking to have someone like him, who's not a controlled person, able to get full access. The Lord just gave him full access. And now he is putting this out on social media. So our job is to blast this out, okay? So I shared this over on the social media. I was just showing you over on freedomforce.live. You can find all the social media. And so this is a great one to share, especially because there's something about this directed energy weapons. And he's going to talk about that. This is what caused the Christchurch earthquake. He's also, you know, he's not bringing up in this one because this is back from June of 2023. He's talking about this, but I wouldn't doubt that that's what happened on this Northern Lights thing, and that they intended it for harm, but they were stopped. Yes, it made the pretty lights in the sky, but it didn't shut off our power. It didn't shut off the internet. It didn't do anything. I will, by the way. It does say on the board that we will likely, that the internet will be paused. I think that that is basically for us maybe to switch over to the new one. Bottom line, don't worry if it does. If it does, just, I don't know how long it's going to be paused. It may be seconds. It may be days. Just don't worry. This is a military operation that's been going methodically, step by step by step to deliver us, to save us from this worldwide criminal mafia. So we've been waiting on this for thousands of years. Nothing can stop what is coming. Nothing is going to harm us. Just be at peace. Okay, so check it out.
That it can do. Vehicle detection. We're learning that these off-world craft, on-world craft, ours or other nations, are also emitting neutrinos. So this makes the South Pole Station effectively an air traffic control station for this new level of equipment that nobody's discussing. In addition to the ability to detect neutrinos and the exotic vehicles, I have provided documentation that shows that this is also a system for faster than light communications. In the past, Gary McKinnon has hacked NASA, found the off-world fleet, the list of captains, and it's apparent that if we have faster-than-light vehicles moving throughout the system, we're going to need faster-than-light communications. This is that facility. Unfortunately, I have other bad news. The season that I was there, 2010 to 2011, we converted from construction to operations and maintenance in both the elevated station and the detector array. Unfortunately, when they first fired it up, that was when we had the earthquakes in Christchurch, New Zealand. There's two incidental shots before they were able to target it correctly. This is an earthquake-generating device as well. This is the weapons of war that we have to deal with now and what Raytheon's hiding. There's an ELF system at the South Pole Station that when I was arrived, I was told it was off, dismantled, and completely defunct. In my work, I will rapidly just tell you, I had to figure out the circuitry for certain other repairs, and I found that this system is, in fact, completely energized, up and running, and being utilized with the other systems for nefarious purposes as well. The Atmospheric Research Observatory is in what we call the clean air sector. I witnessed myself a very powerful green laser shooting out of the top of this facility into the cosmos. This, I believe, is a secondary form of long-range communications and or a defense system. I am not saying that we need to be scared of anything that's out there, but please understand, the military-industrial complex is happy to invest all of your money in alleviating their fears.
He's talking about, like, UFOs, okay? Created by, they fear little green men from outer space, okay? That's what he's saying, that they're willing to spend all our tax money on, like you said, eliminating our fears. But, their fears, excuse me. But, he's saying that, we know that these UFOs are, many of these are the military industrial complex's equipment that they have created, as he was saying before, that can go the speed of light. And we've seen Matt Gaetz talk about some of these things, some videos that have been shared. Bottom line, this is all stuff that was created by them. Trust me, we don't just have what was available back in World War II. You know, they've come a long, long way in using all of our money to do all this technology. So clearly, this is what's going on. You know, he doesn't appear to know about the military operation that's going on through Space Force. He just knows what's in his little bubble. But bottom line, we know for two reasons. We know that President Trump and this movement has talked about this military operation, and not to worry, white hats are in control. And number two, it's biblical. This is no doubt the day that we're being set free from these creeps. This is one of the things I want you to see, in case you haven't seen anything else on about end times. There was a beautiful sign that the Lord put in the heavens, much like the Bethlehem Star. This was the kickoff to the Great Awakening and to the Battle of Armageddon, because as soon as we woke up, we started fighting, right? We started exposing all these nefarious things, and everyone starts sharing like wildfire. And that's what's been going on for the past almost 7 years. This has happened at the Feast of Trump in 2017. The Feast of Trump this year, I think, falls October 4th, so because it falls on a new moon. So get ready for potentially something then. We'll see. But I will tell you that I think a big part of the Great Awakening possibly could be Pentecost this year, which is the 50th day of the counting of the Omer. Okay, but this sign that happened September 23rd, 2017 was a big day in history, because 1 month later, we started getting the posts on the board and everyone started waking up. This we've been waiting for. The Lord Jesus said to, when you see this sign, three things will happen. You'll see the Son of Man coming in power. all the earth will mourn, and he will send forth his angels with a mighty trumpet blast to gather to his chosen ones from the four corners of the earth. This is in Matthew 24:30. Okay, so don't worry. This guy, you know, sounds scary. We're not afraid at all. Okay, so check it out.
A question of power comes into play for all of these facilities that are present. I assure you, I knew what was going on. I knew the load demands of the facility, and all of these new items exceed the demand for the systems that I was presented. I am doing due diligence and research. I believe there's either a secondary power supply there that is either nuclear, that was there prior to the start of the Antarctic Treaty, which prohibits such things, and or that there is some sort of exotic power supply system there that just is not in the verbiage of the treaty, so it negates the responsibility to the parties involved. I think that pretty much covers it for time.
I think he did a great job. Thank you so much to this whistleblower who's exposing all these things. You know, just everybody exposing all this. And so our job is to just share this out there. This is the point, what they're doing with Antarctica. And that explains some of these earthquakes that have happened, various places, and the tornadoes and the hurricanes. They are doing everything they possibly can, pulling out every Nazi science experiment to stop what is coming, and they can't. It won't stop what's coming, okay? And some of these things have been stopped by the White Hats. Okay, so then I've got this one here. Okay, Hidden Truth About Antarctica. Check this out.
I told you about Antarctica. It was caught on film. And it was released to the public. Released to the public in a 1948 documentary called The Secret Land. 1948.
The Secret Land.
What an interesting year. The film was backed by the United States Navy and documented firsthand by the Byrd expedition to Antarctica. It wasn't until years later that this information was memory-holed. But it still exists. And in this video clip, you can see it for yourself. You can hear the narrator describe the warm water Antarctic oasis that's full of coal and other vital minerals. Watch.
Bunger leans forward in amazement. His eyes have caught a sudden and unbelievable change in scenery. The universal white has turned to chocolate brown, dotted with blue. A cameraman goes into action. 300 square miles of land without snow. Land that might be in New Mexico or Arizona. Pictures alone will prove Bunger has discovered a warm oasis in the shadow of the pole. It is for such supreme moments as this that men brave the hardships of exploration. The astounding, undreamed-of fact is that they are over a chain of warm water lakes whose shores, except for small patches, are free of ice and snow. Commander Bunger circles the largest lake in sight, 5 miles long. He comes in to make a landing. Water temperatures must be recorded. Samples taken. He finds the water fresh, the temperature 38 degrees Fahrenheit. On the shores are vast deposits of coal and of minerals of the utmost importance to civilization.
So that actually happened, and the United States government admitted it. So now the question is, what else did they find? There's been reports that in this secret diary kept by Admiral Richard Byrd, he described a lush green region of Antarctica. He called it the other side of Antarctica. He said that it was beyond a massive ice wall. There's been claims which have been reported by mainstream outlets like the History Channel that Byrd said that he encountered some type of advanced civilization during his time at our so-called South Pole. But what we do know for sure is that the years after Operation High Jump, Admiral Byrd went on live TV and described a massive untouched region on the other side of Antarctica and its ice wall. He said that it's at least the size of the United States and that it's full of the world's most sought after minerals. Take a look.
Is there any unexplored land left on this earth that might appeal to adventurous young Americans?
Yes, there is. And not up around the North Pole, because it's getting crowded up there now, because they find out it's really usable, not only to live in, but militarily. But strangely enough, there's left in the world today an area as big as the United States that's never been seen by a human being. And that's beyond the pole on the other side of the South Pole from Middle America. And it's, I think it's quite astonishing that there should be an area as big as that unexplored.
That's a tremendous
So
challenge.
There's a lot of adventure left down at the bottom of the world.
We've
found enough coal within 180 miles of the South Pole in a great ridge of mountains It's not covered with snow. Enough to supply the whole world for quite a while.
Well,
that's the coal. Now, there's evidence of many other minerals. We're pretty sure there's oil. Now, that coal shows the bottom of the world. They are by far the coldest spot in the world. Where that coal is gets 100 below zero in the world.
Well,
there was once tropical. So we think there's oil there, and there's evidence, probably uranium there.
Isn't it?
You know, it's pretty obvious. There are many things that we just don't know, that we aren't allowed to know about Antarctica. And it's worth noting that even if you wanted to start looking into it and you had the financial capability and the resources to start looking into it, you can only do so much research because you're not allowed to investigate Antarctica firsthand. No, treaties signed by countries from all over the planet bar private exploration of Antarctica and anywhere remotely close to it.
There you go. There you go. What do y'all think about that? What do you think about that? Admiral Byrd came out with this on basically what was like a Tonight Show, and they got a hold of him and said, you're not saying another word, and you never heard another peep out of him. Not another peep. He got that out, and that was the end of that. So, yeah, this is what are they using it for? Obviously, for their own nefarious purposes. So the truth down there, I have a feeling, would be enough to make people go, you know, they just realize they knew it would wake up humanity if we found out about that. And so they've had to keep a lid on that for years. As I said before, eyes not seen and ear has not heard, nor has entered into the heart of man what the Lord has prepared for those who love him. We thought it was all like in heaven. No, it's on earth. It's on earth. There are things on earth that we can't even imagine. So just buckle up and just trust the plan. Okay, I did a video earlier today, I haven't posted it yet, but I'm posting it soon. And so hang on real quick. This was, I'm talking about the Bushes. Also, it's about
President the American
World War II, Pearl Harbor. You know, we went to Hawaii and we went to Pearl Harbor, and I had been there before, but we went there again. And basically I've talked about, you know, this whole thing was planned. They just like they're planning all the wars now, and that they control both sides and they fund both sides and they make money on both sides and they do a lot of killing on both sides. They've been doing that for years. They've been lying to us for years. We've got to wake up and smell the coffee. This is what happened in about Pearl Harbor. So when that video drops, I want you guys to watch it, and I want you to share it. And also I did one showing about the Vietnam War, and that this was totally the same thing. Same thing, that the Gulf of Tonkin attack never happened. What they used to trigger the Vietnam War never happened. All these kinds of things we have to share. It's actually easier for people to maybe accept that than what's going on currently, because it's too hard to, you know, accept something maybe currently. But this is a great thing you can use to help red pill people. And go, unfortunately, there's just a lot of money. Think about all the corruption. You know, however you want to share it with people. I put the videos over on the social media. Like I said, right over here, social media. It's all right there under social, okay? And you can do that, or you can watch the video. And now it's going to drop, hopefully, maybe by tomorrow. Okay, so be watching for that. And one of my dear friends just reminded me to tell you guys what you, if you have... any malady, what you need to do, please, to go and check out the ways that we have been able to see people healed over and over and over and over. And so this is where what I did. This is the story of where it says healing the heart. This is the story of how my heart was damaged. And the doctors were saying, you're going to be sick the rest of your life. And you're going to have trouble breathing the rest of your life. I'll tell you, I told you the story the other day about me running to the terminal. Clearly I'm doing fine. So I'm doing great. And it's, you know, all the things that the Lord just told me to do. I have bentonite clay in my home. It's all on this link. I have all these things that I've been doing, the green smoothies right here. I've been doing those for since February of last year, and doing amazing. So please just do everything you can to take care of yourself. They're throwing everything and the kitchen sink at us. I've got another video. Let me see if I can find it. Okay, that's not it. Was it this one? Okay, I have one about I'm not going to find it. Okay, so I probably just posted it earlier today. Did you see the one I posted today about the chemtrails? The chemtrails that in Tennessee, they said, nope, we're not, you know, we are banning chemtrails, and they're exposing what's in them, strontium and barium and aluminum, and how it's harming the soil, it's harming our health, all that. They have done all of this, and like she listed all these states that are pulling the plug on all this. They're like, no, we're not doing this anymore. We're done. We're done with that. So I'm so excited that there's people waking up to this. I would really, really encourage you to share that. Just look, search on my chat, on my Telegram or wherever, chemtrails. You'll see it on Twitter, you'll see it on True Social, and you'll see it on Getter. And just share that video out there, since I won't be able to seem like put it on this one. Anyway, all right, so that's really great news. There's just so much truth coming out. But yeah, definitely check the under the links. I even found ways to help people who are having depression and bipolar. And there, what I think a lot of it is it's a nervous disorder, a nerve disorder. I don't have all the answers. Each case may be slightly different, but with my dear friend, she's doing amazing now. I have her back. It's amazing. And she was low on amino acids and serotonin and CBD. Those things help the nervous system to work properly and to send the correct messages. And it literally can stop depression in its tracks. Really amazing. Really amazing. So just take, you know, check out this about the CBD and the antioxidants. Check that out. And all this book, there's a book in here. It was very, very helpful. This girl who had been hospitalized 4 times and that she has been able to get what I was just talking about, the amino acids, the CBD, this is why the President Trump put it back in our food supply, because this was just, you know, our nerves were shot, literally. And so we needed to be able to think clearly. And you just, if your nerves aren't working right, it's a bad thing. It can cause pain, all kinds of things. So we just, first of all, get the nerves working properly. All right. So, there's that, as well as I love Boycott the Beast. I do that. This is everything I use in my house that is non-toxic, because don't buy the stuff at the stores. It's all toxic. It's unbelievable. You just can't use it. Anyway, so I'm going to show you one thing that I use that I don't remember if I talked very much about it, but there's a product called fulvic acid. Have you guys heard of fulvic acid? Fulvic acid, think of it like, I posted this one time. No. Okay. I posted where, imagine if you have a plant outside and it's wilty and it's not bright, vibrant green. And then you put new soil around it and fertilize it and get good soil. And all of a sudden it starts to green up, right? It's amazing. And we are the same way. We need to have fulvic acid. Think of it like my real doctor. It's not a fake doctor. It's a real doctor. He says it's like drinking dirt. You know, it's like you're giving your body the nutrients that it needs to be vibrant and healthy. I'm going to play this little video here for you so you learn about it. And this actually has not only the fulvic acid in it, but it also has a detox, the zeolite detox, which is the nano-sized particles. What poisoned me was I didn't drink anything, whatever. I breathed something in. Talk about a Nazi science experiment. I breathed in nano-sized particles and they entered into my bloodstream because the particles are so small. So the zeolite nano-sized particles can stop all of that. Okay. They go into through these tiny little places in your body. And so to capture and to like grab all of these toxins and to eliminate them from the body. Okay. Check it out. We'll be right back. kind of looks like you're drinking dirt water, okay? But I put it, I just throw it into my smoothie. And it's like just, it just causes your body to be able to receive and absorb the nutrients that, that you need, okay? And that's just like your plant, if you put fresh soil and fertilize your soil. So you can't eat dirt, you can't eat fertilizer, but this is what is so, so good to, for your long-lasting health. This is why I believe that we're going to live 1,000 years. We're going to have these things in our food supply. We're starting to see all these things coming back. We were getting weaker and weaker and sicker and sicker. And I'm telling you, everybody you know of is sick. But now, for the millennial kingdom, it says that that's why we'll live as long as trees. In Jasher, it says that they'll begin to follow the old ways, the old statutes, and their lives will begin to extend until they reach 1,000 years. This is what we're doing. And stopping all the toxins that go into your body. Detox everything you possibly can. So I love this. Check it out. Okay, so this, they've got a special on right now. I'll make sure you have the link, but just go to freedomforce.thegoodinside.com and they've got this trial offer. I mean, you know what? I'm going to just pop it into the chat real quick. I'm going to pop it right there so y'all guys have it. They just offered this to us and for $5. For $5. Now, you do join like a membership, whatever, to do it every month. But if you don't, if you can cancel at any time, the bottom line is this is the kind of thing we need for our long lasting health, especially if you've gotten a bad report like I did. I got to be honest. It kind of was a gut kick. And I was first of all mad because someone had poisoned me and had harmed my health and my heart was damaged. It was, what do you call it? Inflamed or enlarged. But now it's fine. Now it's fine. It's amazing. All these things that I'm doing are restoring my health. He says our youth will be renewed like the eagles. Okay, so that's what we're going to do. We're not going to believe the bad report because you know what? The Lord is the great physician and he leads us to health. That's what we're doing. Okay, so anyway, check that link out. I just posted that. All right, so now I'm going to show you. I've got a few minutes I want to show you. Oh my goodness, this is my, I know I can't say it's my favorite. Like, could y'all be like, everything is your favorite. The Word of God is so awesome. I just love Nathaniel. I think I have told you about Nathaniel before. I just love Nathaniel. And so this first part is a little gut-wrenching because he's going through something that is so traumatic and he is having such a hard time with it. It's just his hopes and dreams have been dashed. I'm not going to go into detail about what happened. It doesn't really matter. But the point is he's just brokenhearted and he wants to know if the Lord sees him. And you likely have felt the same way. You're like, I'm doing working as hard as I can and doing everything. And it just seems like it blows up in my face, right? I know y'all know how I feel, how that feels. So this is what Nathaniel is up against. And I just love the way The Chosen is doing this. This is the channel on YouTube called The Chosen, 2.58 million subscribers, okay? So this is called The Chosen Scene, Crying Out to God. This is the story of Nathaniel. So check it out.
Blessed are you. Blessed are you, Lord our God, King of the universe. Hear Israel, the Lord is one God. The Lord is one.
hear my prayer, O Lord. Do not hide your face from me in the day of my distress. Incline your ear to me. Answer me speedily in the day when I call. Do not hide your face from me. Do you see me? Do you see me?
Hey there, Steve.
Okay. So that's the first scene. That's the first scene. It's heart-wrenching because he's feels like, Lord, do you see me? Right? He's just gut, it's gut-wrenching how he feels. But here's part two.
Night.
Okay, so what happened was his friend, who was it? Philip came to him and said, "Hey, Nathaniel, I've got to introduce you. We've found the Messiah." And you know, he's so distraught. He's like, he says, "Where's he from?" He says, he's from Nazareth. He says, "Can anything good come out of Nazareth?" I mean, because he knows the scriptures. He's like, the Messiah is not supposed to come from Nazareth. The Bible does say that the Messiah would be a Nazarene, but that's another thing. A Nazarene is someone who doesn't cut their hair and doesn't drink. Anyway, and various things that God's chosen them for. Anyway, so he's like, just come and see. So he's going over there to meet Jesus, but he doesn't really believe anything. He's not really holding out a lot of hope that this guy's going to be the Messiah. Okay. He's very skeptical. All right. So now Jesus comes in and he says, "Well, this is a good night." That's the first thing he says when he sees Nathaniel. Check it out.
"You know who stands beside you there? This is my friend, Nathaniel." "Yes, the truth teller."
"I'm sorry?"
"Man is often deceitful, and Israel began with Jacob, a bit of a deceiver, yes?"
"Yes."
"But one of the great things about you is you are a true Israelite, in whom there is no deceit."
"What did you say about me? What is this? Have you known me?"
"I have known you long before Philip called you to come and see. Don't look at him, look at me." "When you were in your lowest moment, and you were alone, I did not turn my face from you. I saw you under the fig tree. Rob, there it is." "You are the Son of God."
How did he know that quickly? Isn't that amazing? Isn't that awesome? He's like, "You're the Son of God." That was it. That was all he needed. The Lord Jesus said, "When you were under the fig tree, I saw you." And when I've taught this passage, I'm like, what does he mean? You know, I've told people I think that that likely Nathaniel was under a fig tree and he was saying, "Lord, do you see me?" And so this is such a beautiful message for each one of us because we can feel that way. I'm so glad we're here together. I say that so many times. I know you're like, okay, Melissa, we get it. But I am, because you can feel like, Lord, where's my people? Do you see me? I'm here, you know, I feel like I'm all alone. And he was crying out, and not 24 hours later, he meets Jesus and he says, I saw you. I want you guys to remember that. Maybe if you have a low moment, the Lord, yes, he sees you. He sees you. He sees everything. He knows everything. He has your tears in a bottle. He knows everything you've gone through. He is with you all the time. Isn't this, you see why it's my favorite? I know I have a lot of favorites. But I just love this story. And he recognized Jesus that quick. Just that quick. Isn't that beautiful?
The King of Israel. I knew it.
Well, that didn't take long.
He doesn't mess around.
Because I said to you, I saw you under the fig tree, you believe? You are going to see many greater things than that. Like Jacob, you are going to see heaven open and the angels of God ascending and descending upon the Son of Man. That's me, by the way.
I got that.
Good. I know you like to be clear.
Isn't that beautiful? I love that. I love that. And as it goes on in the story, his job, he had wanted to be an architect to make a place for people to worship and honor the Lord. But what he's getting to do is even better. And the Lord may have, you might have had a dream about doing a certain thing, and it maybe got kiboshed, maybe it got squelched, but the Lord has something even better for you, that he's going to open this door, and heaven's going to open. You're going to see the Son of Man, the angels ascending and descending on the Son of Man, like he's the ladder to heaven, the stairway to heaven, really. And, he got to do these things. When they would go to a certain place, he's like, we're getting to help people to really worship. It's not about a building. We're helping them to know how to worship and to walk with the Lord. That's what he was getting to do, because he was going to be one of the disciples. Imagine that. Isn't that awesome? And the Lord saw him. The Lord saw him. He sees us. He sees us. Isn't that beautiful? I know. Mine too, McKinney Roo. Oh, my favorite. My favorite. I just love it. Okay, so super quick. Oh, my time's running out, but you know me. Okay, I get too excited. All right, so with some of my dear friends, Cynthia and Sharon, thank you girls so much. They know how to speak Spanish, and so they feel so strongly that everyone needs to know the message about end times and how it's not scary. And so they have been working, we've been working together. I've been telling you guys we were working together on working, creating something to help everyone to do this. And so we have, okay, I'm going to show you. This is the Rumble channel. It's called No Lo Vas a Creer. No Lo Vas a Creer. Okay, write that down. I'm going to go ahead and save this channel. I hope this is going to work. I'm going to paste it right here. I'm going to copy this for you guys, those who are in the channel, in the chat. And so that is the Rumble. This is the Rumble for the Spanish speaking. So she's... they're so wonderful. Cynthia is taking my videos, ones that like have those 12 errors that we were taught about end times, and she's translating them into Spanish. Everybody give a thumbs up and kudos to Cynthia for doing all of that. Amazing. All right, so I'm going to show you the next one is, she also has done this WhatsApp. Let's see if I can find it. Okay, here's the WhatsApp. WhatsApp, same thing. If you go to, let me see if I copy the link. I'm going to copy the link. Hopefully this is going to work for you. This is the WhatsApp, so that people who maybe don't have time to watch a video, they can just follow us on, they'll take my, this is what Sharon is doing, and I think Cynthia too. They're taking a meme that's over on Telegram or wherever on the social media, and they're translating it into Spanish. Okay, so it's amazing. Thank you girls so much for working on this. So they're working on all of this. Isn't that awesome? Amazing to help people understand in Spanish. Isn't that amazing? Here's the book in Spanish, End Times in 1,000 Years of Peace, is El Fin de los Tiempos y un Mil Años de Paz. So, yeah, so they're working on all of this, and they're also putting it on Facebook, and I'm afraid to put the whole link. Actually, I probably I don't know. May not, because Facebook is so weird. I'm just going to put a broken link, you guys. I'm going to put a broken link so that you guys can share that. Here it is. Yeah, it's called No Lo Vas a Creer, so that people can watch the videos and see all the social media in Spanish. So you might not speak Spanish, but you probably don't know people who do. So everybody get these links and share this with everybody you can, okay? Because we need everybody to wake up. We need everybody to wake up. And so they're going to get hard-hitting truth about a variety of topics, and they're also going to get truth about end times. And I'm just so thankful that the Lord brings people who have all these amazing skills to make this happen. Isn't that awesome? So we're on WhatsApp and Facebook. We're on Rumble, and she's working on a YouTube. So hang on tight. We're going to hopefully have that one ready soon. But yeah, no lo vas a creer. That means you're not going to believe it. In other words, it's going to be some red pills coming in, right? All right, so I wanted you to see that, and I think that's everything. Yeah, I've got this more videos coming up today soon that you guys can check out that will about what I was saying before about Pearl Harbor. So watch for that. Hopefully by tomorrow. And my time is running out. Let's pray, and we'll just have to. You do more the next time. That's just the way it is. Our time always runs out before we get finished with everything we want to share. All right, let's pray. Thank you so much, Lord, for all of us. You called each one of us. Each one of us is your little Omer, and that you see us. You know us, and we know you, and we recognize you, and we just are so thankful that you have a purpose for us to do in this amazing day. What an honor it is. What an honor. Thank you that you draw us together and we all work side by side in concert together using the skills that you've given each one of us to accomplish this task. It's amazing. What an honor. What a joy it is. I pray for everyone on the Freedom Force Battalion. I pray that you would strengthen them and help them to have that constant faith that you do see us, that you do see them, and that you've assigned to help them to know what particular task you've assigned to each one of them. And also, I pray, Lord, for their health. I pray that you would let no weapon formed against any of them prosper. I pray that you would help them to hear your voice so that they know how to maintain their health, how to get rid of anything that the enemy has done, any toxins that have been put into our body. I pray that they will be bulletproof. I pray that they will begin to see their lives extend until they reach 1,000 years. I pray that we'll be able to, each one of us, be able to rule and reign with you and wherever you place us that is suited specifically for each one of us. Oh, we just thank you and praise you. We thank you for our wonderful President Trump and all these amazing white hats. We pray that praise you for these whistleblowers who have this amazing courage. We pray that you would protect each one of them and that all that the enemy attempts to do for harm against humanity will be thwarted, will be stopped, and that we will be able to expose all of it until we see them brought down. And we just believe this is going to happen. This is what you promised in your word. And we've lived to see this day. We're just so honored and thankful. And we bless your name that your purposes will stand and nothing can stop what is coming. We pray this all in your great name, King Jesus. Amen. All right, guys. I love you. I hope you guys had fun. I hope you had fun. And I will talk to you later.
I will fight for you with every breath in my body.
Wow.
And I will never, ever let you down.